All right, folks, the Hogan family is back in the news. Hulk Hogan and I believe his wife's name or soon-to-be ex-wife is Jennifer. Is that correct?
Linda.
I'm sorry. Linda, and then he's got Brooke, who's the daughter, and Nick, little Nicky.
Is the son.
Yeah. There you go, the four of them. And they had a TV show for a long time. You know, it wasn't the Hogan family, but it was...
Hogan knows best.
All right.
And Hulk, he's that Hogan.
And anyway, so his crazy kid, Nick, who I believe is under 18. I think he's 17 or 18. Maybe he's 19. I don't know. But anyway, he's been pulled over several times in Florida for speeding. And I don't think he got a ticket. But this last crash that he had, he was driving around with a friend of his named John in the car. And flipped the car, you know, racing on these streets, flipped the car. And this John, who I believe is an Iraqi war veteran, is paralyzed now. He had a hole in his head from that accident, is paralyzed from the neck down.
Living in a hospital.
Yes, living in a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And the little Hulkster, Hulk Jr., was sentenced to 8 months in jail.
Gosh.
Which a lot of people think is pretty light.
I was going to say, that's a slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
If that were anybody else.
Oh, yeah.
It would be like manslaughter.
You betcha. Well, if it's anybody else, well, you know, these wealthy people, they get off light. What can I do? All right. But anyway, so the Hulk Jr., Nicky Hulk, is in jail. He's been there for 8 months. And he is not liking his new accommodations.
Yeah, so I hear.
Yeah. But he also makes the mistake of calling home like every 8 minutes. And it says in the recording, when you call from prison or when you call from jail and you call home, it says about every 3 minutes, this call may be recorded. Right? So don't say anything crazy.
I would assume the call is being recorded. You're in jail.
Yeah, they're recording every call. And I guess nobody in the Hulk family understood that. So the Hulks all said, you know, let's just talk what we want to talk about. And there's some crazy ass.
This is a dream come true for the prosecution. You realize that?
Well, he's already been prosecuted. So I think the prosecution part of it's over. But this is a whack family. This is not the Hulk Hogan that we all thought we knew.
It kind of reminds me of, remember the Dog Chapman tapes when he was talking with his son and
yeah.
they were recorded and he didn't know and he busted out all kinds of N-words and bad stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bad vibes.
You got to be careful being recorded, people.
All right, here is the tape. Here is Nick Hogan calling from jail. Doesn't like jail much.
Had I known this, I would have rather gone to trial, or I would have rather, you know, appeal the case or something. Because like,
he'd rather go into trial. If he went to trial, he could have gotten like 20 years. This guy got off light. They gave him 8 months, and now he said, "Well, I'd rather go into trial." What a nut.
I can't deal with this for 8 months. It's like half the size of my bathroom.
I can understand he's furious. I mean, think about it.
It's half the size of my bathroom.
I'm sure it's half the size of his walk-in closet.
Yeah. Start telling that to the other inmates and see how much sympathy you get.
see how you get beat down.
Hey, Bubba, this is half the size of my bathroom. Isn't that wild? Half the size without a jacuzzi tub and a walk-in shower. It's crazy in here. It's all kinds of craziness going on in here. All right.
I can't deal with this for 8 months. It's like half the size of my bathroom.
Oh! And that's mom's reaction to it.
Oh!
It sounds like she's having an orgasm. It's like, oh, half the size of a bathroom. Oh, man. Let me get out that...
She's remembering back in the day when she had no cash, and she's like, oh.
Oh! No windows or nothing, and...
No windows. There's no French doors? There's no, balcony?
I don't think they really put the windows in the jail cells.
You got yourself an inside cabin in that jail? How dare they do that? You're a Hogan. You should be, up in the warden's quarters.
Like, just one little, like, you know, like, top bed thing and,
Oh, my God.
It sounds like somebody just told her that her,
her dog dropped dead.
Or that her daughter was in the World Trade Center when it was struck by a plane.
Oh, my God.
It only has a cot.
You just sit there and you think, and there's nothing to think about.
You know, we'll get to it. You got to do it. Prove to everyone that you have learned your lesson.
I'm really proud of you, brother. very, very proud of you. You've been through a tough spot.
Hulk, I don't know how proud you are of this kid. Let me take you through it again. Maybe you didn't see the case. But where is the pride come in? Your son racing through the streets of Florida, crashing, illegally street racing, crashing.
Injuring another person.
And paralyzing a war veteran. Where is the overall, where is the overwhelming pride?
Because he didn't run to another country.
Well, he should have. Should have kept going in that stupid car.
I'm very proud of you, brother. Very, very proud of you.
It's a son.
He's manning up, by the way, that Nick.
I know, but he also can't understand that Nick is not his brother, it's his kid.
I'm very proud of you, brother.
God. He's like so out of it. So I'm proud of you, brother. I'm your son. Oh, I'm proud of you, son. He calls everybody brother, and he's, I guess it's like me. You know, hey, I'm proud of you, Bubba.
Very, very proud of you. You've been thrown in a tough spot.
You've been thrown in a tough spot.
He put himself there.
Yeah, how about the Iraqi war vet who's in the hospital?
He's in a tough spot.
Can't feel anything from the neck down for the rest of his life. How about that spot, Hulk? Is it a little tougher than Nick in his half bath with a cot?
He's handled it better than I could have probably handled it. Any man I know, you've really been enough.
Yeah, it seems like he's handling it very well, like a real man. He's complaining that it's half the size of his bathroom and all he just has a cot.
You've really been somebody to look up to.
Yeah. His name's Bubba.
You really are somebody to look up to. Is he kidding us?
He's going
to
be looking up to somebody.
God,
trust me. He's
going
to be looking up to a lot of guys in there.
I wish I had a kid who drove recklessly and effed up a war veteran, and he was paralyzed the neck down. That's something to look up to.
I think he was saying that Nick will now be looking up to many other people in that prison.
I don't think so. He said I look up to you.
You've really been somebody to look up to.
You've been somebody to look up to. Get along with you. All right, more of this crazy Hulk family. But you know what? I got to be honest with you. In a sick, twisted way, this family is infinitely now more interesting to me, and I would watch their reality show.
So you think they should have a second season?
Yeah, I think they should have a whole new show. The Crazy Hogans.
Wow.
The effed up Hulks.
See, I think that Nick should get house arrest, and then they should do the second season with him under house arrest, going
crazy. They probably
will. Right.
Yeah.
At home.
Yeah.
And then Brooke's failed. Oh, she actually has, what is it? Brooke Knows Best. Hey, it's her spinoff.
Bubbo.
She moves to Miami. She doesn't have parents guarding her anymore. She's making her own decisions, paying her own bills.
Is that right?
Brooke Knows Best.
Oh, man.
Look out for it.
They should do a reality show where Nick is really now going to be punished. And for the 5 years that he's in house arrest, he should be handcuffed to the bed that John is in. And he's got to walk around with this guy for 5 years.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's good punishment.
Let him see what real hell is like. All right. Here's more of Nick Hogan, Hulk Hogan's kid, who's in jail because he practically killed his good friend.
They're counting the minutes on my fingers, you know, just trying to count.
I just feel so bad that you're there because, truthfully, Nick, you don't deserve to be there.
Wait, what?
Mom, he does deserve to be there.
He practically killed a kid.
Yeah, he killed a war veteran.
Yeah.
You know, he killed a guy who fought for this country. Or not killed him, but he
brain
might
damage.
As well be dead. I mean, he's a quadriplegic, just sitting in that bed with a ventilator on all day. And Mom is so sympathetic, not for the kid in the hospital, or empathetic for the kid in the hospital, but for her dopey kid.
I'm just sitting there counting the minutes on my hands and fingers.
I'm kidding. I'm counting the minutes on my hands and fingers. What is this guy, a monkey?
Okay, but see, here's the
thing.
What
kind of intelligence is going on here? I'm counting minutes on my fingers.
From what I understand.
What's he doing? Also, like, grabbing his feces and throwing it at the zoo crowd?
At the wall. Yes, because from what I understand, he's in solitary confinement because he's too young to join the general population. So this kid is in a room by himself counting the minutes, thinking how much smaller than his bathroom it is.
I know. Well, you know what? If he wasn't in solitary confinement, he'd be, you know, he's 17 and he would be, either beat up or raped.
And he also he filed a motion asking that he be placed on house arrest until July 27th, which is his 18th birthday, or moved into a minimum security lockup. Because he's a maximum right now.
I don't know if
right
he
now.
Wants that.
Oh,
the mom is so crazy.
Minutes on my hands, fingers, you know, just trying to...
I just feel so bad that you're there because truth...
How about, wait a minute, let's back this up here. He's counting the minutes on his hands and fingers?
Minutes on my hands, fingers, you know.
They're attached, Bubbo. I've always heard fingers and toes. On my hands, my fingers, my nails, my knuckles, my skin, my joints.
He counted his hands, and then he counted his fingers.
Jesus Christ.
I get it.
This is not...
He has two hands, and he has 10 fingers. That's...
This is not a...
12.
A guy who probably was speeding home from the spelling bee.
You know, just trying to...
I just feel so bad that you're there, because truthfully, Nick, you don't deserve to be there. And ultimately, John doesn't need to be where he is. But you know what? You guys were best friends. And Debbie didn't know.
Now Debbie is the Debbie is the mother of the quadriplegic.
John.
Yeah. All right. So as the world turns here, Debbie is the mom of the war veteran who's now a quadriplegic.
But you know what? You guys were best friends, and Debbie didn't know you. Neither did Ed. They didn't know you.
And Ed is the father. Okay.
Okay.
So she's now bitching about the parents of the quadriplegic.
Debbie didn't know you. Neither did Ed. They didn't know you. I knew John. I knew you. I knew Danny. You guys were at my house all the time. I knew you better than his own mother knew him. I knew.
And you know what? That's really weird.
That's
rude. Is when she also says you were at my house all the time. It's not the family's house. It's her house. I mean, it's like selfish, possessive. You know, you guys were in my car. You were in my house. It's, you know, if I were ever to talk about my house in the valley, I would say it's our house. It's my wife's house, my kid's house. It's our house. If my, you know, kid had friends over, yeah, bring them over to our house.
I don't
my
like
my house.
I don't like her whole attitude towards the parents of the paraplegic guy. She's almost pissed off at them.
Oh, yeah, it gets worse. It gets worse. She gets crazy on these parents.
I knew you better than his own mother knew him. I knew him better than his own mother knew him. Would you agree on that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, is she sitting in the hospital with him instead of the mother? Because she's
not.
So close to him?
I don't know. I guess the mom's in the hospital.
Anybody would agree. And she has no other recourse other than to be nasty and vindictive now. You know, because if she really knew you and she really knew the relationship between you and John and Danny, she'd be sad right now. She wouldn't be mad.
She'd be sad. She's telling the mother of the paralyzed war veteran how she should be acting when her kid is sitting in front of her and can't move anything below his neck.
I wonder how Linda would be acting if her son was the one who was a paraplegic in the hospital. And
she'd be pissed, too.
And the other mother was doing everything that this bitch is doing.
Yeah.
You know, she'd be devastated like I am. She's not sad. She's just acting angry.
And then she says she's not sad. She's going to be acting devastating. Oh, how did Hulk stay with this woman so long?
He didn't. They're divorcing.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, and he also cheated on her, allegedly, with the daughter's best friend. Did you not hear that? Yeah.
No! Is that right?
Yep.
No!
Must have been hanging out with Robert Schimmel.
Yeah. Huh?
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Yep. Robert Schimmel.
I love him.
That guy's a stud.
Yeah,
you know, she'd be devastated like I am. She's not sad. She's just acting angry like she just wants the money. John never meant anything to her or Ed.
What?
So the quadriplegic war veteran from Iraq comes home and it gets paralyzed by this dopey Nick Hogan. And then the mother goes after the parents of the paralyzed kid.
Attacking them, saying that they don't love their son.
Yeah, they don't
care.
Love their son. They don't care about the son. They just want the money. Oh, Bubbo.
What's the money? John never meant anything to her or Ed.
Oh.
Just sad because I really appreciated you kids, and I miss you, John. I miss you too. And it's like she's not suffering. I am.
What? Are you kidding me? I want to kill this bitch. Can I kill her? Can I leap through the microphone and find her and wring her neck?
You might be end up with a room half the size of your bathroom.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Probably.
I don't think you can kill her, but isn't that an outrageous
Ringing
thing
her
to
neck,
say?
That's more like a
yeah,
more,
just
what
squeeze
I mean.
Her.
Yeah,
but isn't that an outrageous thing to say?
It's disgusting.
Listen to this again. Listen to this very closely. This is Hulk Hogan, soon to be ex-wife, talking about the paralyzed kid in the hospital's parents. All right, and the kid was hospitalized and paralyzed. By Hogan, by Nick
At the
Nick
hands
Hogan.
Of their son.
Yeah, here we go.
She's not suffering, I am. Mom, I have the loss. She can give two shits.
Wow.
She doesn't have the loss. Your son is alive and can speak in jail.
He's gone for 8 months.
And her son is a paraplegic, a vegetable, can't speak, laying in a bed in a hospital, never to move again.
And she's the one suffering. But it's all about her. And that's probably why the big Hulkster is pulling up stakes.
Wow.
Everything was about this very, very selfish woman.
The loss. She can give two shits. Anyway,
I miss going to the sand pearl with you.
I know. I'm at the beach house all by myself. It's not the same.
Oh, my God. Life is so tough.
I'm at the beach house all by myself. What's so insane?
Sand pearl with you.
I know. I'm at the beach house all by myself. It's not the same.
It's not the same.
But I think she said she's at the beach house.
Yeah, it's
I think
not
they have
the
a
same.
Beach house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's all alone.
Yeah,
well, I'm at the beach house all by myself. It's not the same.
And who the Christ in 2008 cries like this?
Someone's really sad.
Isn't that like something you would do in like a sixth grade drama? You know, if you're like our own Gina grad, you're probably in drama in sixth grade or seventh grade, right?
Yes.
And you had to do a play up on stage in front of your parents, and your part was to cry. That's probably how you do it.
Yeah, and it's also the same cry you do when you know you're in trouble and you totally screwed up, but you don't want your parents to kill you. So, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, it's a real,
but not good.
It's a real immature outlook on life, and it is magnified by the ridiculous cry at the end. And it's like a child.
I mean, you'd expect the kid to be crying, but the mother? Jeez Louise.
Yeah, how about this? The kid's in jail. His best friend is a quadriplegic. And mom's on the phone crying because it's all about her. She's at the beach house alone.
I know. I'm at the beach house all by myself. It's not the same.
I'm at the beach house by myself. It's just me and the ocean and the maids and the butler and the money. And it's not the same. She doesn't have a sympathetic bone in her body for anybody other than herself.
Wow.
Well, I don't know what type of person John was or what he did.
Oh, now Hulk is going on nuts on this
Jesus
kid.
Jesus Christ.
Now the Hulkster takes a shot at the quadriplegic. Wow, everyone's taking a shot at this dude.
Well, I don't know what type of person John was or what he did to get himself in this situation. I know he was pretty aggressive and used to yell at people and used to do stuff. And
oh, I see. Well, if you're aggressive, negative, and yell at people, then your son should drive him into a foam pole and paralyze him.
But what is
you
any...
no good what? Hooligan!
Hey!
What does any of that have to do with the kid jumping in side saddle to Nick Hogan driving and deciding to allegedly race other cars on some stretch of road, regardless of whether this John Iraq veteran had any issues at all? He was an innocent bystander. He was a passenger in the guy's car.
You don't understand. Hulk is all about karma. And if you're negative or if you're angry or if you yell at people, it'll come back to haunt you. And that's what he's doing. He's like, oh, this kid, you know, somehow put himself in this position.
Oh, so he asked for it.
Yeah. He's asked for it by being negative.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
Listen to it again. He says, he goes, I don't know what this kid was into, but he blames the kid again.
Well, I don't know what type of person John was or what he did to get himself in this situation. I know he was pretty aggressive and used to yell at people and used to do stuff. And
he was in the Iraq conflict. Of course he's going to be angry. Of course he's going to be aggressive. Of course he's going to be negative. He was in an effing war, you idiot.
And what he did to get himself into the situation, he accepted a ride from this guy's idiot son. That's what he did to get himself into the situation. He said, yeah, Nick, I'll get in with you.
They teach you in the Army to be aggressive. That's the whole thing. They want you to be aggressive. When the enemy is shooting at you, they don't want you to, you know, run away. They want you to run towards the guy shooting at you.
It just seems like this whole family is trying to deflect the attention from their son, who clearly is in the wrong, and they're trying to, obviously, because their conversations they didn't know were recorded, I think, or they had no idea. I think they're just trying to make their idiot son feel better about the situation.
I don't know, man.
Oh, oh, we miss you.
All right, here's more of the Hulk blaming Nick's friend, who's a paraplegic. We'll play more of this when we come back. All right, if you want to jump in on this, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Nick Hogan is in jail. There's some audio out. You can see, you can hear all of it on YouTube. Just put in Nick Hogan, and it's all there on YouTube if you want to do your own
How
show at home.
Embarrassing.
Yeah. Sam Phillips is sitting here. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
If you want to be a Hulkamaniac, I can sure tell you how to stay on track. You gotta train, say your prayers, eat your vitamins too. These are the things that the maniacs do. Positive thoughts and positive deeds. Always be good to your family and friends. They're the only ones that'll be there in the end. What's up, dude? I was born, I was bred, I was southern fed. Got a crazy idea running through my head. California is the place that I had to be. Then a speech in the pit really set me free. Oh, yeah.
Check out Python, baby. Would you look at that?
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is with us. Always nice to see Sammy.
Thank you, Slam and Sammy. Right here for you, buddy.
And tomorrow we got Arsenio Hall coming in.
Ooh, goody. That's nice. I'm actually going to be in the station tomorrow, so I'll slut around and say hi.
And James Eckhouse is coming in from Beverly Hills 90210.
Ooh, nice.
Was he the father on that program? Yeah. Yeah. Big night tomorrow night. He's in a new play in Los Angeles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So we'll talk about that tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
That's awesome.
All right. Hulk Hogan, the whole family, is a complete mess. Hey, Randy, can you come on in here and put these audio things back on this? Hey, Bo. Ask Randy to come in here. But the Hulk Hogan family they're in some trouble. Nick has gotten into a car accident.
He's had a ton of altercations with vehicles, FYI.
Yes.
A ton of them.
Racing around, and he's gotten pulled over a couple of times. Racing around, he got in a car accident, and the guy he was with, John, is now paralyzed, like a paralyzed Iraqi vet.
Mm.
And the parents, not so sympathetic. Thanks, buddy.
Meaning not so the Hulk sympathetic, and Linda.
Yeah, with the paralyzed kid, but just worried about their dopey son. And we left you with this clip here. Here we go.
How do you feel about street racing?
Oh, I love it. I love it. The rush is just...
Okay, no, this is a different clip. This is Linda. This is the mom talking about street racing, and this is probably a clip from about a year and a half ago, before the accident, and talking about actually, you know, being on the street. LAPD hates it. The Santa Monica cops hate it. The sheriff's department, they'll take your car from you if you get caught doing this in LA.
Right.
And there's been a lot of deaths, a lot of accidents, and this is the mom talking about street racing.
How do you feel about street racing?
Oh, I love it. I love it. The rush of just being on the road, stereo blasting, heart pounding, racing in between out cars, dodging the cops. It's awesome.
Yeah, all right.
Wow. The nut doesn't fall far from the tree then.
I guess so. The trash doesn't fall far from the trash can.
Do you know that the car that allegedly he was driving was his father's, by the way, the one that he crashed?
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I wonder what Hulk did to deserve all this.
Yeah, look at his karma.
Yeah, he said that, you know, that John had bad karma. Well, you've had Brooke get in a car accident recently.
Was not her fault, supposedly.
Yeah, getting divorced. This other John kid is now paralyzed in the hospital. Oh, bubble. All right, Mo in L.A., you're on 97.1. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing today?
All right. What do you got? Evidently not enough. How about,
he just wanted to say hi to you.
How are you doing? Tom in Duarte, you're on 97.1.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, you know, it was just about the Iraq, you know, vets, and it's honestly Iraq, but it's just, I've dealt with, you know, these vets, and they're not nice. I mean, they are aggressive. I know they're trained to be aggressive, but they're overly aggressive. I've been in fights with a
are
bunch of them for no reason.
Yeah, but the guy wasn't driving the car.
No, yeah, he was just a passenger.
What, so he deserved it?
No, I'm not saying he deserved it. I was just saying, you know, I mean, Holt probably does have a point about this kid yelling at people, but I don't think he deserved it. No, obviously.
Yeah, but who cares? I mean, guys are supposed to be aggressive and yelling at people.
That doesn't mean they should get into a car accident.
Are you an angry guy?
See, I'm not an angry guy, and I've been in fights with these guys that are they're overly angry.
Yeah, I know, but that's the way guys should be. That's why they probably kicked your ass, did they?
No, actually, they didn't, but they threw a chair at my friend's face after he, you know, it just,
what are you
just
doing in fights, anyway? What's going on with you?
I'm not an angry guy, but I do like to get in fights occasionally.
Okay. I respect that, man.
It's just, you go out, and you have a couple beers, and hey.
Yeah, you push people around.
No good.
All right, buddy, please. How about this guy? You know, the Iraqi war vet was an aggressive guy, but what he does for fun is go out to bars and get in fist fights with people.
You know what's interesting? I was just reading on the internet. In 2006, the Nick Hogan was driving a Lamborghini Diablo VT owned by the chairman of Sobe Entertainment, and basically it caught on fire, and Miami-Dade Fire Rescue spokespeople said it was a normal car fire. It happens a bunch of times every day, and nobody notices. So I think they've been giving a free pass to this kid since 2006.
Yeah, he's gotten off light, and then he almost killed a guy. Let's talk to Char in Downey. You're on 97.1.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, baby.
You know, I just wanted to say that last caller was nuts. I don't know where he's getting his information from, but whatever. I just wanted to say, you know, Hulk Hogan and his whole crazy family, they've got their nerve. Because this poor kid, John, he's been to Iraq. He's dodged all these bullets, you know, all these terrorist attacks and all this over there in Iraq. And then he comes home safe, didn't lose any limbs or anything, gets in the car with Nick, and now he's in a coma.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Al-Qaeda couldn't get to him, but the Hulk family did.
What's the irony of that?
Yeah,
dude?
It's unbelievable. The world's most feared terrorist organization missed him. But Nick Hogan got him. Jesus Christ. So in that case, Nick Hogan...
We should send him over there.
Should be locked up in Guantanamo Bay.
I think we should send him over to the Iraq.
Yeah.
And have him fight the bad guys.
Yes.
Put them in his car, have a couple of crashes.
Yeah. I think they just refer to it as Iraq. But anyway. All right, here we go. He's Hulkster. This is Hulk Hogan talking about Johnny, the kid. Here we go.
For some reason, man, God laid some heavy on that kid, man. I don't know what he was into.
John was a negative person.
He was what?
He was a negative person. Will you work on that reality deal?
Yep.
Now, they go right from talking about this kid who's paralyzed right into, hey, when I get out of here, I want a reality show. Isn't that wild?
I think it's wild that they're talking about he's a negative person.
That reality deal.
How about that spin from that moron? Reality.
Well, he didn't want them to know that he was saying reality, so he's like, reality, like wink, wink, code phrase.
Reality. And then listen to what his idea for the reality show is.
Yep.
For me, and get that thing lined up, so the minute I walk out of wherever I walk out of, it's there, boom.
Can you do it while you're on probation?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay, you want to do it pink sneakers, or you want to do it with someone else?
Do it on pink sneakers, with pink sneakers, or in pink sneakers.
Okay, you want to do it pink sneakers, or you want to do it with someone else?
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Pink sneakers. That must be your production company.
I want to do it where I'll make the most money.
How about this kid? He's talking from jail where he caused his friend to be paralyzed. And he's like, hey, Dad, can you just get me the most money for this reality show, this reality show?
Then you need to do it with me, Jason, and Eric. You know, if I'm producing the show, I won't screw you. You know that.
Yeah.
How about Hulk has to convince his kid in jail that he's on the up and up?
I love they're all angling to get the kid in a reality show now. Reality.
Yeah, but how about the father who has, I guess, such a terrible relationship with his kid, or maybe has screwed so many people in the past, or has screwed or whatever, been screwed over, that he's now has to convince his kid who's locked up, hey, I'm not going to screw you over. All right, I'm going to be on the up and up here. I'm the Hulkster.
Screw you, you know that.
Yeah, of course.
I'll get you everything. I'll make you an owner.
Yeah.
Wow.
You all on the show.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So let me get to work on that with Eric tonight. He's here, too.
Okay, cool.
So, dude, we can get that pulled off, dude.
Reality.
Reality.
I think he's trying to give him something to live for. The kid's clearly suicidal, depressed. He's counting his hands and his fingers. He has nothing to live for. He's in, when he's in solitary confinement, he hasn't seen anybody else. I think the dad's just giving him like a dangling a carrot to keep him alive. We have a reality show.
But people on hold got to hear that. But it should be called ass, and then you know, you take a pause.
Yeah.
And you do whatever you do, and then you if you had like a hole in your head. It should be the long term for A-hole should be the name of the show.
Yes.
It should be ass, and then you could finish the word. Yeah. All right, this is Nick Hogan, Hulk's stupid kid. And it gets even weirder. Here we go. He's calling his dad from prison.
You ready for some heavy stuff, or you want to keep talking?
Yeah, give me some heavy stuff, big dog.
All right, you know that vibe that you're on, you know?
Yeah.
That present aware, that whole vibe that you get yourself on?
Mm-hmm.
That's just like a temporary vibe, you know? That's like you're evading all those low vibes of worry and doubt and fear, but before you became present, you know how you're always worried and doubtful and fearful and all that?
Right.
Well, that's your normal state. Well, all of a sudden, that temporary high vibe that you got.
Hey, Dad, is this the roids talking? Is this what's going on here?
I feel like he's high.
That's just a glimpse of your next stage where you're going to be all the time.
Oh, I see. All right. Hulk Hogan saying, hanging some heavy stuff on him, man, in prison.
About the vibe.
Hey, just when you don't think it can get worse sitting in jail, Hulk Hogan's Bible thumping you.
See the lights, see the shapes, the colors. Be aware of the silent presence of each thing. Be aware that the space around everything. There may be a chair in the room, but there's more space in the room than there is an object. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Praise Jesus!
Because like, for every sound, the sound comes and goes, but it disappears into that huge emptiness.
Right.
Just think of how big emptiness is compared to a 747. A 747.
Oh, you hear that? Somebody snuck a gun into jail. Nick killed himself. Listen, let's play it again.
Is compared to a 747. A 747 flies in an emptiness that's 20 trillion billion times bigger than the plane.
Who does Hulk think he's talking to? He's talking to a monkey in jail. He's talking to a guy. He's talking to a kid who's counting the minutes on his hands and fingers. and he's trying to lay a Bible verse or a psychological state of being.
You mean the vibe thing? I think the vibe thing was code phrase for pills. I think he's like on some type of medication and he's depressed.
Know,
this is just my gut instinct.
Listen to this. Who can make any sense out of this?
A 747 flies in an emptiness that's 20 trillion billion times bigger than the plane.
It's like two children talking to each other.
I know what he's saying. He's saying don't let the space in the jail cell where he's in solitary confinement, don't let that own him. He's bigger. The space is bigger than him, meaning he could be out of the space.
You can't because he's locked in the jail.
But it's where your mind can go. I think he's trying to get him to open his mind and to see outside of the jail cell.
Yeah, well, you can't because you're locked. You're locked in jail.
I know. I'm not saying that it's working, but I'm just saying that I think this is what his intention was with his kid.
All right. More of Hulk Hogan talking about his stupid kid who almost killed a man, and now he's in jail, and he's only there for 8 months, and he can't take it. We have some more clips here. They're fantastic. I can play them all night. All right. It's Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is with us. We're live at 97.1 for FM. Linda and Brooke Hogan, nice to see the two of you.
The girls of the family.
Yeah. All right, the crazy Hulk family and Nick's in jail.
Brooke,
Brooke got in a car accident. The mom is splitting. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Sam Phillips is with us. Always nice to see you, Sammy.
Thanks, buddy. Now, was that you really interviewing the Hogan ladies?
Yeah, it's before I knew they were nuts.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, here's more on Hulk's philosophies in life.
Is that too crazy for me to lay at you?
No.
Listen to the silence underneath the sounds. The sound comes and goes, but the silence is always there. Touch something, anything.
He's talking about being in solitary confinement. I'm telling you, he's trying to help his son deal with it.
I guess so, but he's making his son confused.
But the silence is always there. Touch something, anything.
How about the receiver? How about the button that says hang up?
And feel it, and acknowledge it as being... as a being in the now.
Hogan, what has he done with his life?
I know it is because he has no friends. He has nobody to play with, so he wants him to be friendly with inanimate objects so he has something to put his attention and focus on.
If my dad started laying that crap on me when I was in the can, I'd just hang up on him. I wouldn't listen to that.
No, you'd be hanging on his every word.
First of all, my dad would never do that to me. And
secondly, you would never, have a car crash. And
anybody could do that.
And
I don't get down on him
somebody for
that. Anybody could do that.
Dude, he was racing, allegedly.
I know. But,
not everybody can do that.
In the heat of the moment, you could get crazy.
What?
You could.
What?
Sammy,
who gets crazy in the heat of a drag race?
I know, but Sammy, you could, have you ever been in road rage?
Yes.
And
but I've never killed anybody, and
I've
never incapacitated anybody.
You could have.
Never. Never in a million years.
But you could have.
I have control over myself.
I know, but when you have road rage and you speed up and cut around and stuff like that, you could kill somebody. So I understand that everybody could be where he is, but you got to deal with it.
That's very true.
He's got to deal with this, man.
Man up.
All right, more of Hulk Hogan's dumbass philosophies.
God gave me a glimpse of being present because that's where he wants me to live all the time.
Right.
And
the more present you stay, the more that glimpse is going to become your reality. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Pretty soon you're going to live in that vibe all the time.
Praise Jesus! Do you hear me?
Once you get on that vibe all the time, your dad's going to hit you with a bunch of other crazy shit and raise your level again.
Now who's that giggling?
That's him.
Really?
Yeah, he sounds like a nut, that Nick.
I'll bobble fuck you to death if you don't watch out.
Oh.
A what?
What is that a threat?
A bobblehead adop?
I'll Bible thump you.
Oh, is that what he's
saying? That's what he's doing right now. He's Bible thumping the guy.
I'll Bible thump you to death if you don't watch out. Dude, I'll sit across from you and Bible thump you for hours.
Ugh. Imagine that. Sitting across from Hulk Hogan. He's got short dolphin shorts on. No underpants. You can see his balls.
God, that's a punishment worse than death.
He's got a tank top on, a dumb head bandana, and he's Bible thumping you. Reading your verses and trying to explain the Bible to you. I mean, that's where you look at yourself and you just go, what the F happened? How did I get here?
And that's when you wish you were a vegetable. When you wish you were laying on a bed.
Yeah. How did I get locked up in jail and Hulk Hogan is Bible thumping me? How'd that happen? How many bad decisions have I made where this is happening to me? All right. More of Hulk Hogan.
For hours. I want to do it every single day.
I'm going to do it every single day. I want you to Bible thump me, Dad. This guy sounds like a moron, huh?
For hours. I want to do it every single day.
Dude, I got Jennifer over here to my apartment.
Yeah.
And I used to sit her down for 7 or 8 hours a time and read to her.
Yeah, and where is she now? She killed herself. but before, she choked on old videotape of you wrestling. She just kept shoving it down her throat until her oxygen was cut off.
For 9 hours, Bible thumping for 9 hours. Who's got the energy?
And who sits across from the Hogan and gets Bible thumped by this, lunatic?
Clearly she wanted something from
Jesus,
him.
There is something so wrong with that family, man. That is crazy. Let's talk to, Hot Rod Jimmy in Tarzana. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
Let me turn this off speakerphone. Anyway. Yeah, he was talking about doing a reality show.
Right.
And I got this idea that, he could tunnel his way out of prison so he could come and go without the guards knowing. And the name of the show would be Hogan's Zeros.
That's pretty good.
That is really good.
You high?
No, I'm just a Portola alumni. So we just think
right?
out of the box.
What year did you graduate? Get out of there.
72 and Taft in 75.
Yeah, I was 78, 81.
You're 6 years younger.
Yeah. All right, dude. Congratulations.
Hey, take it easy.
All right, there he goes. It's very funny. Let's talk to Armando in Montclair. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Jimmy, you're the man.
Hey, dude.
Sammy.
Hey.
I want to butter your muffin. You're the best. Hey, I just wanted to say that how do you guys know that the person that got hurt in all of this, you know, Hogan's friend?
Right.
That he wasn't a real a-hole. And all this stuff they're talking about him is actually true, or, you know what, forget that guy.
Well, let me ask you, without knowing anybody in the equation, who on the surface seems like the biggest a-hole of the group?
You know, hearing the conversations, it sounds like the kid that's in jail.
Right. Bingo. You know? You got it, Armando. Let's talk to Craig and Silmar. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
Yeah, well, to add more outrage to the story, I heard the reason that they got a divorce was to split their assets so that the family can't go up after as much in a civil case.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I heard that, too.
Oh, interesting, huh?
Mm. Yeah.
Wow. All right, dude. That's a very good call.
But you know what?
Smart audience.
The fact that everybody thinks that that guy was an a-hole, it wasn't up to Nick to punish him by putting him in a hospital. I'm sorry. Nobody deserves that. I don't care how much of an a-hole you are.
All right, we'll come back with the news with Gina Grad, and let's check in and see what's happening in the news with Gina Grad.
Well, Barack Obama says goodbye to the Trinity United Church, and the fashion industry says goodbye to the creator of the pantsuit. This and more after the break.
Yves Saint Laurent.
Wow.
Guy who put women in pants is leaving us.
It's not the same.
All right. David Letterman's top 10 list is coming up. The top 10 revelations in Scott McClellan's book. That should be a side splitter, man. I heard it before. It's very, very funny. So listen to that. And news at 9 o'clock, and then it's a little IQ test for Sammy Phillips.
I don't think it's fair that it's just for me. I think you should make like Jerry take it as well.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
All right, all right.
I want to be pitted
Tim
up
Conway
against somebody.
Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Please. When you're looking for something cool to do, just pick good friends.